As Council President, it's an honor and a privilege for me to be able to present this proclamation to Larry Tinsley. He was born in Decaturville, Tennessee, and he has received a diploma from Riverside High School. You all got to get closer to me. Some of you can come over here. Upon graduation, he moved to Knoxville, where he worked as an on-air announcer for WJBE Radio, which was owned by legendary soul singer James Brown. In June of 71, he accepted an offer to work as an on-air announcer and later program director for WALK in Atlanta. During his tenure, WALK achieved great ratings success. Today, he serves as the host of Sunday Morning Praise. And anybody who, you know, you're turning your dial on that Sunday morning, you are a very familiar and comforting voice. It's heard each Sunday morning, if you have never heard it, from 6 a.m. until 12 noon on V103 FM and WAOK AM, and weekly morning from 5 until 6 a.m. for the early morning praise. And because his programs are rated number one in Atlanta, he received a prestigious Stellar Award as Gospel Announcer of the Year. In 1997, was inducted into the Georgia Radio Hall of Fame. In 2015 and 2018, marks Larry's 50th, half a century anniversary in broadcasting. I think he deserves a hand for that. And as I was on Rashad Ritchie's show last week, he reminded me that he's never missed a day of work. So that even is around in 50 years. And so I want to read in part this proclamation that I am so honored to bestow upon him. And it says, "Now therefore be it proclaimed that we, the members of the Atlanta City Council, on behalf of the citizens of Atlanta, do hereby honor Mr. Larry Tinsley on this 21st day of May 2018, as he celebrates 50 years in radio broadcast. We salute his tremendous achievements and wish him future success and happiness." It's signed by myself and all the members of Atlanta City Council.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Rick Caffey. I'm the general manager of V103 and WAOK Radio. This inspirational message was sent to me today, but I'm going to read it very quickly because it ties in so perfectly to what Larry means to us and what he means to the Atlanta community. "God, when you need someone to encourage and brighten up another's day, ask Larry Tinsley. If you're looking for someone today to speak about you and your character, ask Larry Tinsley. If you need someone today to remind another that you are made in your image and your grace covers them, ask Larry Tinsley. If someone have lost their way and needs forgiveness and peace in their lives through prayer, ask Larry Tinsley. Larry Tinsley is a willing vessel for you, Lord, this day and every day." That's what Larry means to all of us.
Thank you, Mr. Caffey. And to Council President Felicia Moore, to the members of this council, I am truly honored and blessed to receive this proclamation today. I've been serving this community for many, many years, and you just don't know how special this is to be honored by this body. First and foremost, I thank God, for it is God who allows me to stand here before you today. He's the one who's been guiding my path throughout all of these years and kept me safe from hurt, harm, or danger, and he gets the glory. Of course, to my lovely wife, Pecolia, and she's just been by my side every step of the way, and I couldn't have done it without her. She's just a joy to have in my life. To my children, Lisa and Kevin, joy to have you as wonderful children. Thank you all so much for being by my side today. Yes, give them a hand if you don't mind. Of course, my lovely wife. Yes. Also to my producers, Danielle Davis and Ray Dyer and Kalisha Lockett. I call them Team Tinsley. When you hear me on the radio, you hear part of them as well, because I couldn't do it without them, and they make the radio program sound so special as well. Got to mention my mentor, Doug Steele, who discovered me back in 1968 and gave me my first shot at a part-time job, and to the godfather of soul, James Brown, who gave me my first full-time job at WJBE in Knoxville, Tennessee. I've got to thank a gentleman that just spoke, Mr. Rick Caffey, our vice president at Intercom Radio here in Atlanta, market manager. He hired me 23 years ago, and it's been a wonderful ride ever since. So thank you very much, Rick. I appreciate you. To Reggie Rouse, who gives me the freedom to do what I do on Sunday mornings and at 5 a.m., they trust me with my talent and what God has given me, and I appreciate Reggie and also Gene Ross. To CBS Radio first, and then to Intercom Now, thank you so much for allowing me to occupy the airwaves to spread the good news of Jesus Christ. And to this wonderful, wonderful Atlanta community who has embraced me down through the years. Many people say that I've been almost to every church here in Atlanta. That might be quite true, because I've covered a lot of territory in 50 years, but God has been so good. And to all the gracious people who listen to my program on Sunday mornings, I just want to say thank you so much for inviting me into your homes and cars to raise the praise for Jesus. I appreciate you more than you know. So to this wonderful body here, to Bishop Lewis, thank you for joining us today as well. I thank you all so much. And to this wonderful counselor, thank you so much for this wonderful proclamation. May God bless you all and keep you in his care. Thank you.